Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I think you look at us offensively, you know, they did a good job of holding on to the football and running the ball well and kind of controlling the game. You know, we felt like we barely touched the ball, but we felt like we were constantly in the green. We were ahead of the sticks. We've got the one fumble by me that can't happen. And then we got a few penalties that pushed us back there. So need to clean those things up, but, you know, we felt like we were rolling pretty well on offense.
Yeah, I agree. That's Josh Allen right there postgame. So I want to touch on somebody who called earlier and said, Josh Allen has to be Superman. Look, I mean, I don't think he had to be yesterday, to be quite honest. He was. He put the cape on. He made those plays. The Bills' offense was good yesterday. They didn't have to have Josh Allen do everything he did. I think they still would have been fine if he didn't do those things, but he is great. That's what he is, and he made plays. I am pushing back against the notion today of the Bills had to have Josh Allen do all these amazing things to win. I don't think they did. They ran the ball well. Now, at the end of the day, James Cook had like 3.9 yards a carry. It's not great. He had some big explosive plays, some runs. The receivers did a good job of securing the ball, catching the ball, making plays. Were they open downfield a lot? No, not necessarily. Josh actually missed MVS on one throw. But I don't think, to me, we are not coming into Monday after that game yesterday, and I'm not saying, oh my God, they had to have Josh Allen play Superman. If you're an outside observer and you look at the box score and you see all the things he did, you might think that. If you see the highlight reel plays and the leaping over Buda Baker, you might think that's the case. I don't think so. I think the Bills' offense was good. Even independent of Josh, he's the trigger man, of course. If it's another quarterback, it's not as good. But, I mean, they just shot themselves in the foot repeatedly and didn't have opportunities to score more points. First drive of the game, Josh fumbles. Second drive of the game, they go down there and they wind up kicking the field goal instead of scoring the touchdown. I mean, They to me, if they'd not shot themselves in the foot, they would have scored probably 40 points in this game. Another touchdown. I mean, they had one call back. But so I don't agree that Josh had to be Superman. I think he was because that's who he is. But that wasn't the game plan. The game plan wasn't, and I don't even think the result was, oh my God, we have to have Josh do everything and put him in. He has to make every play. He just, that's what he does sometimes. So it feels like that. Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is a Buffalo Bills football Monday. It's a victory Monday here on the Catholic Health Extra Point Show. And that is presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. You can watch me on the WGR Facebook page. So go check that out. I'm right there saying hi to you. You can comment along as we are rocking and rolling here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show after the Bills defeat the Arizona Cardinals 34-28 to get things going for week number one. We'll talk about week number two a little bit later. I got sit up, stand down, hey buddy, like we have been doing for years here on the Monday Extra Point Show. Before I get to our calls, and I got a whole bank lined up, and I appreciate that. Fourth down and three. Sean McDermott elects to kick the field goal. I didn't agree, like a lot of you. I asked him post-game what his thought process was there. Why did he kick the field goal? His rationale was he would have gone for it if it was fourth and two. I believe he said fourth and two. I have to go back and check the tape. Did he say fourth and one or fourth and two? I think he said fourth and two. His rationale was fourth and two, he would have gone for it. Fourth and three, felt it was a little bit too long, too much of a risk, kick the field goal. Go up six, force them to score a touchdown. He said, I give our defense a chance to force them to score a touchdown against them. And look, they drove down the field. Okay, you have every right to be upset about that or any call, right? I agree with you. I think the Bills should have gone for it. I think you can ice the game. A first down basically wins the game. 3 yards wins the game. They didn't do that. If they miss it, let's think about the risk-reward here for a second. If they do go for it and miss it, they don't get the first down. Arizona only needs a field goal to tie the game. They can still win with a touchdown, though. They only need a field goal to tie the game, but they are backed up at their own, 21-yard line. So they would have needed about, 31, 41, about 40 yards, which is what they basically needed anyway to score a touchdown to win the game. So here's what I'll say about this. This always happens. This coach's decision that somebody tweeted me last night and said, when is McDermott going to be held accountable for that? Well, I don't fire anybody. Like, we don't. So held accountable is an interesting way to term it. But all we can do is ask the question. And the way I always land on these things are, you can disagree with the answer, but I understand the answer. I understand what he was thinking and why he did it. Doesn't mean I agree. And I don't agree. I'm with a lot of you. I thought they should have, it's called the field goal of death sometimes. Do you remember E.J. Manuel's first ever start? I'm sorry, it was his second start, right? First one was against New England that year. And then E.J., his second game, it's against Carolina at home. He has the winning touchdown pass to Stevie Johnson. Remember that game? E.J. Manuel against the Carolina Panthers. Stevie Johnson wins the game at the end. In that game, Ron Rivera could have iced the game by going for a fourth and one. Just get 1 yard. The game's over. He kicked the field goal. That put his team up six. Bills went down and scored a touchdown, helped by pass interference. That's called the field goal of death. After that game is when he became Riverboat Ron, because he started going for those situations a little bit more, actually. I would have liked to see the Bills go for it yesterday. I'm agreeing with a lot of you. Although I will tell you, I asked Sean McDermott. He gave his answer, and I appreciate the answer. I don't agree, but that's all you can do is ask. And that was his thought process. Let's go to Jeremy in Delaware. Thanks for holding, Jeremy. You're on WGR on the Extra Point Show.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for the call. I just wanted to touch on the fourth and three.
Yes.
Like you just talked about. Against the Cardinals, like, they had been stopping them pretty good in the second half. You know what I mean? So I guess yesterday, that decision, like I can live with that. Obviously, because we won, they did stop them. But I would hope, and I just want your opinion on this, like, I would hope in the future, like, if Mahomes is on the other sideline, like, fourth and three, fourth and four, fourth and five, like we got to go for the jugular and end the game and not give him a chance. Because when we give him the ball back, especially a quarterback like him, he's got four plays every set of downs to get 10. And, like, I think that makes it super hard on the defense. So I just hope, not that yesterday wasn't a big game, but against maybe a better team later in the season, I hope McDermott gets a little more aggressive. I know he's not always aggressive, but I think he's got to go for the jugular and just go win the game. thanks.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. First of all, Jeremy, I want to apologize to you because I didn't know you were going to bring that up, and I kind of stole your thunder. I didn't mean to, so thanks for bringing more to it. You know what I mean? I appreciate that.
Oh, it's all good. Thanks, Al.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. You got it. So I agree. One of my pet peeves doing this job is when people call up and say, well, you can't do that against this team. You can't do that against Kansas City because you'll lose. Well, they didn't play Kansas City yesterday. They played the Arizona Cardinals yesterday. And I don't know if he would. And that is a good question. What do you do against Kansas City? Actually, if you go back to the last few years against Kansas City, I understand in the playoffs last year, they lost because they went for a field goal and missed it and the game was over. I get that. But in the regular season games they've won against Kansas City, they have actually been more aggressive. And McDermott has been more aggressive in his career lately. Wasn't aggressive against Philadelphia. 20 seconds left with the ball. Should have been. Wasn't. Lost the game in overtime. I mean, you can always pick apart these things with any coach. There's no doubt. I agree with you, Jeremy, that against a different team, you might want to have a different play. I would have had a different play yesterday. But it's a little more defensible to me against Carolina anyway. Why do we keep saying Carolina against Arizona? Because I was talking about that Ron Rivera thing against the Cardinals. Sorry. Here we go. That's good, though. Good call. Good thought. And that's what I like about the show. We work through it. We talk through it. And what we do here on the Extra Point Show. My old stomping grounds that were my new stomping grounds, and then I moved back to Buffalo, Englewood Beach is where Jimmy is. What's going on, Jimmy? How's everything down in Englewood Beach?
Hey, Sal, pretty good. A lot of the tailbirds have left, and the beach is not as crowded.
Well, that beach in the 1990s, when I lived there in the 1990s, was just a hidden gem, and there was really not a lot of people there. You can go there on a nice day and have it to yourself, and now you can hardly even go over there anymore because it is just so jam-packed with traffic.
Yeah, you're right. I know. But
what do you got, buddy?
Anyways, what I wanted to two things. First, I didn't like the two different second and one calls. I think that's when you got to go for, you know, the long ball. You know, you still got third and fourth if you want to go for 1 yard. And the other thing is, do you think that they were maybe staying vanilla with their game plan to, you know, prepare more for Miami?
It's a good question. I have said for a while that I think that they've been very vanilla this entire preseason to make sure they don't show anything. And I do wonder if they held anything back for the Dolphins, especially when it comes to Curtis Samuel. Curtis Samuel, who's dealing with a toe injury a while ago, only played 17 snaps, whatever it was. Didn't get involved. I wonder if he's going to be more a part of the game plan. I wonder how much the toe injury mattered there. I'm going to have to go back and look at the exact play-by-play and the exact second and ones you're talking about for the Bills. But, yeah, I mean, that is the time you want to take a shot. Here we go. Here's a second and one, Arizona 36. Right guard for 3 yards, first down. That's later on. They wound up fumbling on that drive. Here we go. Second and one, Arizona 12. Get 4 yards. Yeah, I mean, I understand that. But the upside is you get 1 yard, you got a new set of downs, and it opens up the playbook even further. But, you know, understandable. Let's go to Jim in Springville. Hi, Jim.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, bud.
Hey, listen, I just want to say for all those, like, so-called haters out there, as far as, like, you know, McDermott and his decision-making ability and all this stuff that he does, we got to remember, first of all, he came from a defensive position in Carolina before we got him as a head coach. Once he became a head coach, if you want to take some records and start looking at some stuff, you take Marv Levy, which the winningest coach in Bills history. We all know this, okay? His record was 112-70, all right? You do the math, and you take McDermott, after 7 years, he's 74-41. They almost have identical winning records, okay? The guy's he's an awesome coach. He really is. And just because he makes one little decision about, you know, a 4th-and-3 not to go for it, if it's 4th-and-2, whatever. I also wanted to touch on the fact that Josh Allen's grandfather passed away 18 days ago. All right. So, you know, what's going through Josh's head? What's going through Josh's head? The guy just lost his grandfather. You know, it reminds me of my parents too, because my father passed away on the 4th of July in 2007, shortly after 3 years later, about the same distance as Josh's grandmother, you know, with his grandfather. You know, my mother died on my sister's birthday. So, it's been a crazy, crazy comparison. I was just thinking about that, you know, and as far as the record with McDermott goes, I think he's a hell of a coach. And if he keeps up going the way he's going, his win-loss percentage is almost identical to Marv Levy's. And he's, I believe he has more wins than losses than Marv Levy does through 7 years of his tenure.
Yeah, I have to go back and look. I mean, I think he might be. And actually, Wade Phillips had the best winning percentage, but I think that McDermott might be up there with him. Look, anybody who listens to this knows, I think Sean McDermott is a really, really good NFL coach. I also respect and understand the opinion of they've reached a certain point and they haven't gotten past that point. You have to start evaluating if you think that somebody else would be better to do that job to get them past that point. I understand that too. But I don't know what you're going to get. It's not easy to get a really good coach, right? It's not. And they have a great, it's not just the coach. They have a great situation here in Buffalo with the owner and the GM and the head coach all being aligned. And, you know, teams dream of that. Owners fire coaches every year and GMs every year because they don't have that alignment and they want certain structures. And the Bills have that. They have what a lot of teams envy actually here. So, I mean, yeah, I'm with you on that. And sorry to hear about your grandparents as well. Let's go to Kevin in Florida.
So, my old buddy, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, so I just touch on a couple things. So, to the previous caller, yeah, Marv's record and Sean's record are close, right? And who knows when Sean's done in Buffalo. But I believe Sean's 4-5 in the playoffs. And Marv Levy, I believe, was 11-8 or 12-7 in the playoffs, right? I get it was 11.5 years or whatever it is, but winning matters in the playoffs. Coaching matters in the playoffs. In the regular season, your players win you games, right? Coaches, sure, lose games at some point. But players win you the games. In the playoffs, coaching matters. And Sean McDermott has constantly shown he does not have what it takes to help his team win in the playoffs. So that's not what I originally called for, but that kind of fired me up a little bit. I think yesterday the team was probably the most unprepared I've ever seen them throughout Sean McDermott's tenure in Buffalo. Obviously, they did a great job in the second half to come out to adjust, which Sean's very good at doing that, adjusting, you know, at halftime and coming out. I'm sick and tired of the special teams problems and the whole 4th-and-2 thing or the 4th-and-3 thing. It's shown constant over and over again that Sean puts all this faith in his defense rather than putting the game in your superstar quarterback's hands to go out and win you the game, which is why you pay him, which is why you drafted him. It's constantly frustrating to me that they're taking the ball out of Josh's hands rather than letting him win the game. I was very pleasantly surprised yesterday with, I think, how good the wide receivers looked. I get Kincaid only had the one catch. Very impressed with Keon Coleman. And, of course, Khalil Shakir is like the second coming of Cole Beasley, who I absolutely love. So I think the wide receivers are going to be fine this year. I'm just very nervous for when we start getting into these games at the end of the season and Sean McDermott's, you know, coaching comes into play like it did yesterday, to give it back to the defense for us to lose it. I'm in the boat that I think Sean should have been fired after the 13-second game, but I get where are you going to get another head coach from. So I totally understand that. So that's it. Thanks for everything, Sal.
Yep, you got it. You got it. A lot there. I'll just leave it on its own. So, I mean, look, the analytics have said he is actually much more aggressive than you're giving him credit for, but certainly there's been times where, as I just pointed out, there's times where you'd like him to be more. Last year, he got roasted for being too aggressive on defense in two games, right? The Philly game and the Denver game at the end of the end of those drives. So, no, good call. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's go to Ralph. Hi, Ralph. You're on WGR.
Hi, Sal. Observation on Rousseau. You know, the only time I've ever seen him line up on the right side is against the Dolphins, assuming he's trying to affect the lefty quarterback in Tua. Seeing him there yesterday got me thinking, is this a new Babbage wrinkle, and is this going to be a permanent thing? And I was wondering if you observed any of that during training camp.
You know what, Ralph? It's a good question. I didn't necessarily think about it too much. I do remember him, I think, lining up on the left in training camp, yes. And the right, I'm sorry, you're asking me about the right side, right? Are you talking about the right or left?
He lined up on the right a lot yesterday.
Yeah. You know what? I'd be lying to you if I said I noticed something, but I will try to go back and look yesterday. But not something I necessarily picked out in training camp, so I think the Bills kind of move those guys around, but typically he's on the other side. But it's something I'll try to look for a little more, Ralph.
Okay, well, it worked yesterday. So
yeah,
you
it certainly did.
Up some sacks that way. That's great.
Yeah, well, you have to remember, too, Von Miller, Von Miller, I guess they moved them both around yesterday, right? So don't want to go down that road and rabbit hole and saying one guy one side, another side, but it's a good call, and I can look into that. Let's go to Paul in Tonawanda. Hi, Paul. You're on WGR on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
How you doing?
Good,
just a comment on James Cook. I haven't heard much about him this morning. I've been on and off, but 101 yards total offense, and he kind of took the ball out of his hands when Josh fumbled and they were rolling there. But I think he had a tremendous game, and all the running backs when they were in really contributed, and the game just showed the everybody's going to eat, but the receivers are concerned. Few catches for everybody. Who are you going to cover? And they got a lot of weapons, and I think they did once they got stopped beating up themselves yesterday, they showed what they're capable of.
Yeah, you got it. Look, I think that James was very good yesterday, but his overall numbers at the end of the day, running the ball didn't reflect a really great game, 3.7 yards per carry. But he had some explosive plays. I think give the Cardinals some credit. They actually made a nice adjustment on James Cook as well for whatever they did to start limiting him after he was breaking off some yards in chunks. I know what you mean by took the ball out of his hands after the Josh fumble. I mean, the Bills had they didn't have a lot of plays. They were dominated in time of possession in the first half. I think it had to affect what they were doing game plan-wise. Let's go to Rob in Connecticut. Hi, Rob.
Hey, good morning, Sal. How are you doing today?
I'm good, buddy. Thank you.
First off, I'd like to start off by saying I was thinking about you. Big win for Syracuse, buddy. That was great.
Let's go Orange, baby. That's right. Hey, their quarterback, Kyle McCord, was at the Bills game yesterday, and he is an early Heisman Trophy candidate after transferring from Ohio State. Yes, thank you. That was a great, nice win over Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I heard some great things about that quarterback. I hope they continue pushing forward this year. And also, I'd like to thank WGR for having a great 7-1 show yesterday. You guys were all on point. I always enjoy listening to you guys. As far as the game, you know, of course, there's a lot of things that have already been said by a few fans and callers. For me, I think we're keeping Kincaid on ice for a little bit, but I would have liked to utilize him a little more yesterday, but I was very pleased with the receiving core and how Josh spread it out a little bit. It keeps the opposing defenses on a bobblehead out there, so they don't know what's coming. We're gonna clean it up a little bit at halftime. I kind of had Babbage we trust. I knew there was going to be adjustments. I know that's not us, and we came out and did what we had to do. It was resilience. I love the way we came out and finished the game. The 4th and 3 at the very end, I agree with the call. It could have bitten us on the butt. I'm glad we kicked that field goal. Tyler Bass is back, baby.
Hey, I'm glad you brought up Tyler Bass, Rob. Thanks for the phone call, by the way. I got some calls here. I'm going to let you go, okay? But thank you for the phone call. Yeah, you got it. I'm glad you noted Tyler Bass. Tyler Bass needs to be noted from yesterday. It was not a good kickoff, the last kickoff. I also don't know exactly what he was told to do or not to do, and it was very windy. So I'm going to give him, not a pass, but say I want to find out more about that circumstance before I just go, oh, my God, he was horrible in that kick. Of course, it didn't turn out the way you wanted. But the bottom line for me was Tyler Bass was excellent kicking the ball through the uprights yesterday. 4 extra points, 2 field goals. On point. His swing looked good. His confidence looked good. Thank you, Rob, for bringing that up. I really appreciate that. Let's go to John in Detroit. Hi, John.
Yeah, hi, Sal. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I'm actually en route back to Detroit.
Did we meet yesterday? Did we ever meet? You and I?
No, we haven't.
Okay. I thought I met someone from Detroit, so I apologize.
I flew in from Brazil just to get to the Bills game in time, but
wow.
After all the nervous Nellies, yeah, I mean, the first half was not really a good Bills football.
No.
But when we scored just before the end of the half, I felt we don't have as much to worry about in the second half. But if you look around the league, I mean, how many slam dunks were there yesterday? And the game I saw in Sao Paulo, believe me, the Packers and the Eagles were both embarrassing. Their defenses were awful, ton of penalties. And, you know, if it wasn't mostly an uneducated crowd, I don't think you would have heard them roaring as much as they did. But it was a great experience to go there. But I was more excited about getting home in time and see the Bills get off on the right foot, no matter how it ended. And, I was worried about, you know, another Hail Mary at the end.
Oh, my gosh. It was creeping into my brain as well. I didn't want to say it on the radio broadcast. I know.
But it didn't happen.
No,
so
I
got seven more games to travel back and forth. I'm a Bills season ticket holder. We're living in Detroit now. So just want to tell everybody, just calm down. Take a chill pill. Maybe if you're a Dallas fan or a Vikings fan, I don't think there were many slam dunks yesterday.
Yeah, it's week one. That's the way it goes. John, thanks for the call. Good call. Appreciate you, buddy. Safe travels back over the Ambassador Bridge they were showing last night, Detroit. They have the Blue Water Bridge over there, I think. A couple of different ways to get back to Detroit when you're going back from Buffalo if you want to go that route through Canada. Real quick, let's take another call before we hit a timeout. Jill's been waiting. Hi, Jill. You're on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Catholic Health Victory Monday.
Yes, hi, Sal. I'm a first-time caller.
Love it.
I want to tell you, I love your show. I love you. You're great.
Thank you.
I wanted to just make a few comments. I'm just so happy we have Joe as our offensive coordinator. It's refreshing. I think the guys have confidence in him. He lets Josh be Josh. I was watching Ken Dorsey yesterday manage the Cleveland Browns, and sadly, they looked totally lost, and it seemed like I was just watching the Bills all over again when Ken was in charge. So I'm just so pleased with Joe and how he's spreading the wealth. I think it's just wonderful, and it gives everybody an opportunity to play. And I also wanted to thank you because when I was listening to you, I think on Friday, you were talking about betting Denver, even though it was a chance to bet on Denver. I did too because you took a chance and I won. So I wanted to thank you for that.
What was the line? What'd you get it at?
It was, I'm trying to think, it was plus...
Like eight or nine, right? And they lost by six, right? And they lost by six. All right, you and me. We got that. You got, thank you. I love that. I wasn't perfect on my three dogs, but that was the one I liked the most.
Oh, thanks for listening, Sal, and you just keep doing the great job you're doing.
Thank you, Jill. I appreciate your phone call. Thank you for the kind words. I did not do great on my three dog Thursday. I think it was 1-2. I have to go back and look. Jacksonville, I lost with them. And who else did we take? We did three dog Thursday. We had Jacksonville. We had I have to go back and look. You know, because it was so. I think it was
Cincinnati.
Two. Was no, it? No. Cincinnati was a favorite, so I couldn't take.
Oh,
them.
Right.
Who was the other dog we took? I'm gonna look at this. It's gonna bother me now. The ones we liked the most. I said the one I took the Rams. See, I knew it. The one I didn't like, and they lost by six last night. They got banged up, by the way, too. Okay. Kevin Stefanski and Ken Dorsey run that offense in Cleveland. And I'm telling you right now, Jill, you're right, that they're getting a lot of calls on our sister station, The Fan, in Cleveland, Odyssey. People calling up their morning show today going, what is going on with the offense? Well, on that note, we got to get to sit up and stand down. It's coming your way next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Catholic Health Buffalo Bills victory football.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Monday. Now steps up in the pocket, throws, now he's going to run, and the Beast has once again been released. Josh Allen with a 6-yard touchdown romp. His second rushing touchdown of the day. 4 total touchdowns from the Bills QB. Can you say MVP? You know, I would say that Josh Allen's going to win AFC Offensive Player of the Week. But I don't think he will, because I think Greg Rousseau is going to get AFC Defensive Player of the Week. And usually, they don't do the same team. So,
who had a better performance than Allen, though? Was there anyone close?
Yeah, I mean, there were guys who threw for more yards, for sure. I mean, not maybe accounting for more touchdowns. I don't know. This is a good question. Let's go to this. Hold on. I will do this right here, right now. Right here, right now, baby. Let's do this. Passing. Total yards passing, Tua 338, and these are only, let's see, AFC winners, Tua, and who else? Oh, man, can't find one. C.J. Stroud, 234, and two TDs, Tua 338 and a TD, Allen, 232, two TDs, but and then rushing to, I mean, but who had a better performance than Greg Rousseau, right? I mean, all right.
Just give it to both of them.
Yeah, they don't.
Why not?
They don't do that.
I know.
They don't do that.
It'd be funny if they did. Like, it'd be really cool, but I don't think they...
No, right.
They wouldn't just change everything.
Now that I look at it, I don't know. You always give it to a winning team. I would think that maybe Tua gets it. He threw for 338 and a touchdown. And a win. On a walk-off win. I think maybe Tua gets it. All right. We'll take your phone calls here, and then I want to get to Sit Up, Stand Down, and Hey Buddy on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And, of course, it is the Catholic Health Extra Point Show and a Buffalo Bills Victory Football Monday, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, by brought to you by Northwest Bank for what's next. Get started at northwest.com. We have not heard anything yet on the injuries to Josh Allen or Taron Johnson. Sean McDermott speaks to the media at 3:15 p.m. today. So hopefully we'll get an update on both those. That's your Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Car crash? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Let's go to David. David in Batavia. Hi, David.
Thank you for taking my call, gentlemen.
Yep.
I just want to basically say, all these people are basically talking about McDermott and he's not our coach. But at the same exact time, if we look back, look at what our record used to be. We weren't a playoff team. For how many years until McDermott came in and Bean came in and completely broke this drought with Allen? Like, this team has come so far from where it's been, and that's just what I have. Like, this team wouldn't be exactly where it is if it wasn't for Bean, Allen, and McDermott and the plays that Allen can be able to make by himself.
All right, David. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Appreciate you. 803-0550 is the number, but we're going to step back from the calls right now and get to our weekly Monday segments, Sit Up, Stand Down, and then we'll do a little Hey Buddy. Let's do it. Here we go. Sit up, stand up. Who are we sitting up on this week? This is where the part of the program where what I do is I say, all right, we need to sit up on someone or something in the NFL that maybe we're not paying enough attention to. Going to start it off with the Buccaneers and the Saints running the NFC South, because as much as I thought Atlanta was going to be like the winner of the division, I get it. It's one game. I understand that. I'm not going to just completely throw all the dirt on them, but come on. The Falcons lose to the Steelers 18-10. Not even a touchdown pass from Justin Fields. The Steelers kick not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, six field goals to win the game. Right?
Whoever had their kicker in fantasy.
Chris Boswell.
Yeah, whoever had Chris Boswell.
Congrats if you had Chris Boswell. By the way, not only did you get 18 points from him just in the actual field goals, a 57-yarder, a 51-yarder, a 56-yarder. Like, that dude had more fantasy points than anybody in the history of kicking. Anyway, this is not a Falcons point other than, hey, they might not be that good. What is going on there? They got to be better than that. This is more of an NFC South point and sitting up on the Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield. They looked great yesterday. 24 of 30, 289. You talk about NFC Offensive Player of the Week, not AFC. How about that? Baker Mayfield, 289 and four touchdowns. Mike Evans, five catches, 61 yards, two scores. They looked really good. I know they played the Washington Commanders, but on the other side, too, you got the New Orleans Saints just crushing and cruising over the Carolina Panthers, 47-10. Derek Carr throws for three touchdowns. Alvin Kamara runs for 83 yards, and they just get after Bryce Young and company. Bryce Young throws two touchdowns. I don't know if it's ever going to work for Bryce Young. I just don't know if it's ever going to happen for him. I'm dumb. I should have taken the Saints as my survivor pick this week, and I didn't. I went with the Bengals, and they lost to the Patriots. I should have done that. And I'm like, what am I doing? Because I was so in on the Patriots being so bad, right? And that didn't happen yesterday. They had a win. But anyway, let's sit up on how good the Buccaneers and Saints may be in the South and running that division away from the Falcons, who I thought would be good, and the Panthers, who are just terrible. The Panthers are terrible, and they might have the number one pick in the draft again next year. They had it last year, but they basically traded it, you know, to the Bears, and that's why the Bears took Caleb Williams and all that stuff that went down. So, all right, that's our sit-up. I mean, could stand down really be any easier? I mean, you got to stand down at Deshaun Watson and the Browns. What? Folks, you talk about tortured fan bases, right? The Bills, Buffalo sports, we know. We are here in Buffalo. We are the most tortured sports fan base in all of America. Don't tell me about the Browns fan base. The Browns have now an NBA championship with LeBron, okay? They're the same fan base. You won your title. We have the Stanley Cups haven't happened here. The Super Bowls haven't happened. I understand the Browns have had heartbreak after heartbreak many years. So have the Bills. But in their case, in this one, I don't know if you can even have hope going forward watching Deshaun Watson, who, by the way, I understand all the stuff that went along with him. Like, why are you doing that? How can you give this guy that kind of money? All that. But as a player on the field, I'm like, he's a good player. He just has not been good as a Cleveland Browns quarterback. Yesterday, 24 of 45, 169, a touchdown and two interceptions. He's fumbling the ball. He's not making good decisions. The Browns overall give up 33 points. They lose 33-17. This incredibly vaunted Browns rushing game, where did that go? They ran for 93 yards yesterday. I asked a few people last week to give me the order of finish in the NFC North. And there was some debate on the Steelers being like, the Steelers were four, the Ravens were one, but there was debate on who was better, Browns or Bengals. I don't even know now. I might even do a stand down on the Bengals, but I have not been high on the Bengals. I thought the Browns would be better than this. I thought that they would win yesterday. Oh my gosh. What we thought would be the best division in football, at least I did, is not looking like that because of the Browns and the Bengals. Stand down on the Cleveland Browns and Deshaun Watson. All right, let's get to Hey Buddy. If we can. There you go, buddy.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents
Hey Buddy.
dudes. You know this dude?
What's up, dude?
Hey, buddy.
Bunny, sit down.
Who's my buddy this week?
I'm your buddy, guy! He's your guy, friend! I'm your friend, buddy!
On WGR.
Blue, you're my boy!
Sports Radio 550.
Okay, in some ways, I'm a bit late to this because this would have been a great hey buddy last week, but it still fits, okay? And that is because even though they lost this week, this is a double hey buddy, by the way, okay? Even though they lost this week to a nationally ranked program, my buddy, two of them here, and I'm going to start with the local guy, Pete Lembo, and the UB Bulls, okay? I mean, what a great start to the season for UB. 30-13 over Lafayette. Yes, I know they went to Missouri and lost 38-0. Don't worry about that, all right? They're coming back home. They're coming back home this week. And here's the deal, all right? Big home game this week. UB against UMass. This game is going to be on, what, Saturday at 1 p.m. at UB Stadium. And yes, this is a promotion, too, to get out there and go watch the Bulls and get online and buy tickets. UBBulls.com/tickets, where you go. You can find the game on the Bet 1520. We got the game. But my buddy, great job, Pete Lembo. Had him on the radio a couple weeks ago. UB, Pete Lembo, the UB Bulls. I love the 716 on their helmet. That was pretty cool, right? Great job. I love that. My double hey buddy is, you know, I got to give love to Fran Brown and Syracuse after last week as well. Syracuse, Georgia Tech. Syracuse now 2-0 in the Fran Brown era. They didn't look great against Ohio, but they did a nice job. But holy cow, does Kyle McCord look really, really good. Syracuse and Fran Brown, 2-0. They're getting votes now. They didn't crack the top 25, but they're getting votes. And then you have, of course, they have a bye week this week. Then they got Stanford at home, a chance to go 3-0. So, great job by the two most local, college football, bigger college football programs. UB right here in our own backyard across the street right here from our Duntire Studios. And Syracuse down the 90. A combined 3-1 on the season. Let's keep it rolling, boys. Let's go. Let's do it. We'll come back. We'll take a look to our next game, a look ahead to our next game. And when we do it, I'm going to tell you about a new sponsor that's on board here on the Northtown Automotive and Catholic Health Monday Extra Point Show, and I'm super glad to be talking about them as we look ahead to the Miami Dolphins on Thursday.
Blitz comes from the other side. Allen avoids it, rolls out to his right. Complete to Cook, into Arizona territory, and down to the 36-yard line. Big first down on a 3rd-and-11.
Hey, let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills. Enter now at WGR550.com for a chance to win $1,200 toward your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contest ends January 5th. It's, of course, after the calendar turns. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence, powering tomorrow, comforting today. Also, tune in to WGR550 each Bills game during the regular season for your chance to answer our tailgate trivia question. It's your chance to win two VIP tickets to a Buffalo Red Zone tailgate party, courtesy of Game Day Hospitality. Tickets include food, drink, entertainment, and access to the VIP tent. Visit our contest page at WGR550.com for details. Hey, do you remember maybe about a month ago or so, we actually spoke. I was filling in the morning with Jeremy and Joe. Joe and I were doing the morning show together. And we brought on Wyatt Russell, the actor, Wyatt Russell, and his partner in business, Rich Pete, his friend. And the reason why is because they created this incredible drink. It's called Lake Hour. And Lake Hour, crisp cocktails in a refreshing state of mind, right? That's their slogan if you go to lakehour.com. Well, Lake Hour, I'm happy to tell you, is a big part of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Monday, on a Victory Monday especially, because they are sponsoring our weekly look ahead to the next game. Lake Hour Premium Tequila and Vodka Hard Seltzers. Pick them up at your favorite local liquor store today. Also, you can visit lakehour.com. Folks, you know, if you've listened to me for many years, I don't really drink a lot of beer. In fact, I don't really drink any. I'm not a beer drinker. I like my red wine once in a while. I like seltzers. I love this stuff. You'll love it too. Check out the amazing flavors they have. Watermelon cucumber, rosemary yuzu, peach jasmine, honeysuckle ginger. Proud to be a partner with Lake Hour every single Monday here on the Extra Point Show as we look ahead to the next game with Rich Pete and Wyatt Russell, the actor. That's right. He came to town. So go check them out, lakehour.com. And, of course, pick up Lake Hour at your local favorite liquor store today. And, of course, the next game is the Miami Dolphins. Thursday night, the Bills. They'll travel to Miami on Wednesday. Let's set up the schedule for you today. Sean McDermott speaks at 3:15 p.m. The coordinators will speak at about 4:45 p.m. That's later than normal, but that's because the team is going to be doing some stuff today. No media, though, with the team. As far as the players, there's no practice, I should say, for the media to watch today. I'm guessing they'll be doing, you know, more meetings and checking out, like, injuries and stuff like that. We'll get an injury report. It's a Barnsworm injury report, of course, when that happens. Car crash for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION, Taron Johnson and Josh Allen. The Miami Dolphins, the hated Miami Dolphins for most Buffalo Bills fans, right? The Bills have dominated the Dolphins over the last several years. We know the Dolphins had the win a couple of years ago in Miami. Bills go down there. It was the heat. It was a tough one last year, week 18. We know what happened in that game when the Bills had to win the game. That game was for the division, right? Deonte Hardy with the long punt return for the touchdown. The Bills secure the victory. And now the Bills take on a Miami Dolphins team that yesterday had the same kind of game as the Bills. They were down 17-3. Was it 17-3 there? I think the same score as the Bills were down. 17-3. They were down to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And 17-7, excuse me. There you go. And they came back. Tyreek Hill with an 80-yard touchdown pass from Tua. Then Jason Sanders kicks a field goal. And then a walk-off field goal from Jason Sanders 52 yards away. This is going to be a tough team. Devon Achane. Yesterday, 24 yards only, but one touchdown. Super fast. We know that. They're going to want to run the ball with their speed. They're going to want to hit the edges. That's exactly what the Arizona Cardinals did to the Bills until the Bills made an adjustment. So, you know, this is not going to be an easy game. It's a quick turnaround. It's a travel trip. It's Tua Tagovailoa and Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, who, by the way, yesterday, think about these two guys. They totaled 12 catches for 239 yards. This is it's going to be a tough one, but the Bills, if they play offense the way they pretty much did for most of the game yesterday, they'll score points against this defense. And the challenge for this one is going to be stopping the Miami Dolphins. We'll talk a lot more about that as the week rolls on. Thank you very much one more time. That's our look ahead to the next game. Lake Hour Premium Tequila and Vodka Hard Seltzers. Pick them up at your favorite local liquor store today. Glad to be with them. Go to lakehour.com as well. We have 3 full hours of One Bills Live today, so keep it right here on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Of course, presented by Catholic Health and Northwest Bank.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.